Good morning to you. Welcome into today's program. It looks more and more likely that there's going to be a window for the official opening in the weather of Galway 2020. Now, this is just coming to me in the headphones and but it looks more and more likely that we're going to have a break between approximately 4:30 and 7:30. Fingers crossed the Child of Prague might be working. Kevin Brannigan doesn't need the Child of Prague because the Government Hotel in Galway is where the Jobs Expo is going to be on Saturday the 22nd of February. This is a huge event, and every time it comes to town, the crowds come to the Galmont. Kevin, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on the programme. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good. A little bit cold today, but apart from that, all good.
Sun is shining down here. It's 22 degrees. It's absolutely splendid.
Excellent.
If you believe that now, Kevin, you believe anything. I give you the lot of numbers for tonight, as it would be more secure. You're bringing Jobs Expo back to the Galmont on the 22nd.
Yes, so we're back in Galway, as you say, at the Galmont, one of our favourite venues, 22nd, shaping up to be a really good event. As you know, we're in Galway every 6 months, and this one is looking really good. We've over 30 of the leading exhibitors in the west of Ireland, the leading employers. Employers like Merit Medical, Lotus Works, Secto, SiteMinder, Ericsson, ASML, and many more. Even NUI Galway are there with courses, the local employment services, GRETB. So there's a whole load of different employers, also educational options, and lots of different things for people who want to get ahead, want to make decisions for 2020, and want to basically change their lives.
Again, if somebody is listening to us and they're in an existing position, or they're thinking of coming home, or they're listening to us in London, or they're listening to us in New York or otherwise, this is an event for them to come back. They may want to repatriate back home again.
Well, it does happen. There are a lot of people that might have emigrated during the very difficult times 10 years ago who were looking at the possibility of coming back home. And we've all the information about all the exhibitors on the website. So for people who aren't in the area, they can certainly see who's employing in the West of Ireland region, and they can make contact with the employers through that. But of course, we would always say that there is literally no better way to get ahead and make connections than by meeting these employers face to face. And that's what these expos are all about. It's the only chance you'll ever have to try to get past all the emails and all the, you know, people send emails and don't even get replies sometimes because there's so many people applying. But if you can meet an employer face to face, you can make the acquaintance, find out more, and you're literally putting yourself up the queue when it comes to having a further relationship with that employer.
Kevin, what should they bring to Jobs Expo on Saturday the 22nd?
Bring their CV, for starters. We also suggest it's quite useful to make a plan of the day. So have a look at the website in advance and see what employers are there and who you would like to meet. And then literally have a plan to go and meet those people. I suppose it's a bit like, you know, when you do your weekly shopping. If you don't have a plan, you'll come back from the shopping and you won't have got this, that, the other. Whereas if you know what you have to buy in advance, you know you're much better prepared. Yeah. We'd also suggest that people want to go to the seminars. We have a full day of talks, free talks at the event. Look at the times and just really plan your day around that. We would also suggest, you know, dress well. If you're trying to make an impression, dress well.
Is there a charge involved for those in attendance?
No, it is free admission to Jobs Expo Galway. The only thing we ask is that people register in advance, and they can do that at jobsexpo.ie, but it is free the entire day. The exhibition hall, the seminars and talks are free, and we also have free career advice. We have a team of 8 careers coaches who will be there on the day, qualified career practitioners who will give you free advice. And all you have to do is register in advance so that we have your details to expect you, and then we can allow for the numbers on the day.
All right, so we'll talk to you again maybe next week on this one, but again, jobsexpo.ie, is that correct?
Jobsexpo.ie
to get further details. You register today, go on the website, get the registration in, get the questions in, get what you want in, get them answered. We'll come back to it again next week and remind you again what you need to do on it. But it's an opportunity that you're going to get. It's free of charge. And somebody just said here, what about how do you ensure that your CV is up to date and should it be long or short? Where could they get advice on that one, Kevin?
Well, we suggest it should be short.
Summary of what you've achieved.
Yeah, and it should really be limited to 2 pages. And we'd also suggest, depending on the employer, while it is a little bit more work, if you're applying for a particular job, you should really craft your CV to match the job you're applying for. I think that in this day and age, if you're applying for multiple roles using the same CV, you might not be putting your best foot forward. That's what we'd say. But there is there's plenty of videos of past talks we've given at the events about how to write CVs. If you go onto the Jobs Expo site, we have videos on YouTube, which is linked from the webpage, and there's plenty of advice about CVs on the website as well.
All right, Kevin, we'll talk to you next week. But again, jobsexpo.ie, if you want to get further details on that, do so. But it's taking place, and put it in your diary. That's what we're talking about. It's so far out. It's in 2 weeks' time, but put it in your diary. Now, and it's Saturday, 22nd of February, Jobs Expo Galway in the Galmont Hotel. Quick commercial break, we're back just after these.
Galway Talks with Keith Finnegan in association with Seapoint Leisure Casino, with all the latest games straight from Vegas. Over 18s only. Visit gambleaware.ie.